This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone. And welcome back to our very special Standing Watch program. I decided to make this program out of the ordinary because of certain events which took place yesterday during a town hall meeting between Donald Trump and left-wing MSNBC moderator Chris Matthews, who really pressured Trump in making a statement regarding abortion. And after some lengthy discussion, during which also Matthews really rambled along because he, being a Catholic, didn't quite know how to answer Donald Trump's questions regarding abortion. Finally, Donald Trump made a statement which was considered to be highly controversial when he said that if there are laws against abortion, if abortion is prohibited by Congress and the federal courts uphold it, then there should be some punishment for the woman who is having an abortion. And of course, this immediately caused and ignited a firestorm all over the place in the United States of America, overseas. And so about 3 hours later, Donald Trump came back through his campaign and clarified that no, the woman should not be punished. Those who commit the abortion should be punished, but the woman is the victim. But in the meantime, all the Republican and Democrat candidates jumped on Trump. Of course, you could expect that from Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, who are, of course, Democrats and for the pro-choice concept. In other words, giving the woman the choice whether or not to kill human life. But also the Republican candidates came right out condemning Trump for his original statement, saying, of course, yeah, the woman is the victim, she should never be punished. And also pro-life organizations immediately jumped on Trump, saying that these were wrong statements, and no, it has nothing to do and never will be insofar as punishment of women are concerned. I just want to read to you from one of the leading anti-abortion groups saying, "Women who choose abortion often do so in desperation and then deeply regret such a decision. No pro-lifer would ever want to punish a woman who has chosen abortion." And Ted Cruz came up with this interesting concept. He says it's often being neglected that being pro-life is not simply about the unborn child, it's also about the mother. We should affirm their dignity and the incredible gift they have to bring life into the world. No, Mr. Cruz, you are wrong. It has nothing to do with the life of the mother. Now, let me just be clear. This program is not proposing what kind of punishment should be made and given towards a woman who is having an abortion. And I totally realize there are extraordinary circumstances. In case of rape, in case of incest, in case of where the life of the woman is in danger, where perhaps the life of the child is in danger, where it is reasonably clear that the child, if born, would be severely handicapped. I am not at all advocating that in those cases the woman who is acting because of desperation should be punished. However, it is still wrong to have an abortion even in those cases, because if he takes the position that human life begins with conception, a position which, for instance, the Catholic Church, to which Chris Matthews belongs, take, a position which we, in the Church of the Eternal God, are taking, very clearly. That's the position God is taking. Life begins with conception. Then to end human life is wrong. It is always wrong. You see, nobody in his right mind, as far as I can tell, is going to say, oh, the woman is a victim, and therefore, if the woman kills the child after he or she has been born, she shouldn't be punished. Nobody would say that. And there are many cases where abortions didn't work out, and then a child was born, and then the child was killed, and it was considered to be manslaughter, if not murder. You see, either we say that human life is being taken, or we don't say it. Now, we believe strongly that human life has been created in the mother's womb It's a time of conception. And the concept that the woman is a victim, I don't get that. I just don't get it. How is the woman a victim? If the woman and the man, having had fornication out of wedlock, and a child is being created, and then the woman decides, okay, well, I'll do this as kind of a belated birth control concept, and I kill the child. How is the woman the victim? I don't get it. See, I'm not talking about those extraordinary cases. I'm talking about the vast majority of cases, they say about 80 or 90%, where a child is being aborted as a means of birth control. And that's all there's to it. Now, Donald Trump was quite consequent in his comment that if the law is that abortion is wrong, that abortion is a crime, then yes, those who are perpetrating the crime should be punished in such a way. And of course, we have to look at every case and would have to look at every case on an individual basis. Now, that's something which our court systems don't do. That's why I'm so very glad that I'm not part of the political system. I couldn't run for any office, and we shouldn't vote for anybody running for office because they are all wrong. All of them are wrong on this concept of abortion. All of them. You see, that is the problem. And if you want to know more about what the Bible has to say, we have prepared a free booklet. Are you already born again? Now, you might be surprised when I raise this issue insofar as born again is concerned and talk about abortion, but this booklet talks a lot about physical and spiritual abortion, drawing a lot of parallels, showing from medical records that human life begins at the time of conception, and showing from the Bible why it is wrong. Why it is wrong to take away human life. And forget the concept about the woman is, in every case, a victim. That is just nonsense. Absolute nonsense. You need to know actually a little bit more about what God says about abortion and why he is so strong on denouncing it. As I said, all the candidates are totally, completely wrong on the concept, and Donald Trump would have been doing a lot better if he had not retracted his prior statement, because based on what he said, he was correct. Based on what he was subsequently saying, he's wrong. And so are all the others. So thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.